John, now we're going to take a look at this financial crisis from a small business perspective. We have Laura Richards on the line, who owns two California tortilla restaurant franchises in Maryland. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
So you say you saw the writing on the wall 6 months ago. How'd you know?
You know, when you see your customers coming into the restaurant and the concern that they have and the average ticket prices of their sales going down, you know, certainly they were being more conservative with their money, and you could see that people were feeling it already.
And they were feeling it, and does that mean they were spending less money, or were they using different ways of buying products in your restaurants?
I really saw both. Our average ticket price, which, you know, used to be for maybe a regular size burrito and a combo and a large drink, you know, started to decline a little bit. People, you know, maybe getting just a small burrito and a cup of water. And the number of charge transactions versus cash transactions increased pretty dramatically, like 20%.
20%. Wow. So customers started using more credit cards. So your bank, did something happen there?
Well, you know, I have two restaurants, one that's been open for almost 4 years and one that's been open for a little more than 1 year. And the available overdraft credit lines to me shrank considerably between opening the first restaurant and the second restaurant.
So it seems like it's been one domino after the next. How has it affected your business? What about your employees?
I mean, overall, sales are down about 10% over the previous year, which means, you know, labor, you're cutting labor to match, you know, kind of what your sales are. So your employees are getting less hours at a time when they need more hours to put gas in their car and kind of afford the staples that life requires.
And this really wasn't what you'd hoped for and planned. Previously, you'd really hoped to open another restaurant this year, right?
Absolutely. I mean, most successful franchise owners look at possibly around the number of five as being a magic number in terms of the number of restaurants they need to own, where the economics really work for them. So, you know, certainly right now we're sitting back and being pretty conservative about our, you know, our growth, but certainly optimistic that things will turn around. It looks like it's going to be a while.
So how are you coping on a daily basis with your business?
Well, you know, I think what we have to do is be creative in how we market our product and in working with people during these economic times. And we've come up with all kinds of promotions. We have a Thursday night kids eat free with an adult entree. We've been doing, you know, buy one, get one free salads in the newspaper. We have a Monday night mystery prize where you can win a free burrito or a free salad or a free dessert. And we've been doing fundraisers for schools where 25% of the proceeds actually go back to benefit the school. So I think as long as you're offering value out there and trying to work with your constituent, your customer base, you know, there are ways out there to still bring customers into the restaurant. But we have to really be aware of the pressures that everybody's facing.
But that does take a hit on your bottom line, offering those benefits and those specials. And I gather the price of your commodities, your raw materials, is going up as well.
That's exactly right. I mean, we've seen price increases on the food and paper side. You know, even cardboard, what our packages are, the things that we get in our restaurant, has gone up, you know, in the area of 3%, and our heating has gone up, and all the things that consumers are facing, or small businesses are also facing. So certainly when you're discounting more, you're feeling that as well.
This is the real rock and hard place, Laura, and I wonder if you could explain it a little bit from your perspective. I mean, in a moment when people are very concerned about their money, the price sensitivity, your ability to raise prices is the weakest that it could possibly be, yet your costs are fixed and going up. That must be a really tough position.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it is, and I think we all have to kind of be patient. It would be foolhardy to go in there and make price increases that, you know, that are going to affect your customer counts, because in the long run, alienating your customer base is going to hurt your business more than absorbing the price increases of your commodities.
Laura Richards, we really thank you for joining us this morning, and we wish you well.
Thank you so much.
And if I'm down in Annapolis, I'll go for that burrito.
The large one. He'll take the large one. Laura Richards, owner of two California tortilla franchises in Maryland.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.